X, mobile. Zero SFB, monitoring.
Zero SFB, I believe it was. This is KO4HX, Patrick on this end.
Patrick, this is Nancy Zero, Foxtrot, Mary Delta, N0, FMD, Steve on this end.
That because the repeater, I don't know, he's having some kind of trouble today.
You better, Patrick, N0, FMD, Foxtrot, Mary Delta.
Yes, sir, that was better.
Located here just outside of Piedmont.
Just outside of Easley on 123.
Heard you on the repeater before. I do quite a bit of monitoring when I'm in the shop. I just don't get on and broadcast very often, but it's awful quiet this afternoon, so I thought I'd jump in there and make my presence known.
Yeah, I'm on here quite a bit where I'm mobile all day long, in and out, so I'm on one of my longer drives here, so thought I'd give her a shout and see what is out there myself just before you did.
So are you the mobile tool salesman?
Try that one more time.
Asked if you were the mobile tool salesman.
That is me.
Say you're on 123, would that be in the Easley area?
Heading back toward White Horse Road on 123.
North then, I assume.
So what brings you out on this beautiful day?
Been sitting in the shop, but not doing a whole lot. Kind of puttering, playing with vehicles and whatnot. And, had the radio on, and just thought I'd say hey.
Roger that. Well, like I said, I'm glad to talk to you this afternoon. Have to check in more often.
Are you one of the fellows that's on the radio early in the morning headed to work?
Yes, I am. I usually hit the repeater most days about 5:30, but one day I get on there tomorrow, actually. I'll be on there about, I don't know, a little before 5.
The net at 9 o'clock, Patrick. Kane 4, VWA, clear.
Hey, I'm working my way that way. Hey, Steve.
F4VWA?
4VWA, Steve.
Yeah, I've heard him on here quite a bit, too.
The one you'll hear on here quite often. But like he was saying, there's a net every night at 9 o'clock.
Appreciate that. Typically not in the shop by 9 o'clock at night, but who knows?
On Wednesday nights, Gary does a swap net where they, if you got something you want to trade or you're looking for, you can post it on the swap net and he'll call it out over the air so that we can try to find it for you, or you can hear what other people have for sale.
Only net, or is it just Wednesdays?
The swap net is just Wednesdays, but the net is every night, 365 days a year.
Good. And this repeater, who is it maintained by? Is there a club that it's associated with?
That would be the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Sorry, I didn't get that when you were in and out of the repeater. Hey, still no go on that one.
GTY.
KO4HKX.
Patrick.
Words over the air.
Oh, no. Well, it depends on what it was. I had one of those days yesterday. I ended up getting home late last night from our photo shoot. But yeah, yesterday was a different one.
It's been 3 Mondays in a row.
Are you there? I am with you, but is sales not doing good or other stuff?
It's great if I could get it.
Are you out today? I think today's your Easley day, right?
HKX. You are correct on that. And let's leave a little gap here and see if the other gentleman can come back in.
FMD. I'll just be listening. N0 FMD.
N0 FMD. It was good to talk to you today. So you be careful out there motoring around. Go ahead, Daniel.
I heard you on here, so I just thought I'd say hi real quick.
And out.
Woman's is out being cleaned, so we have some rental gear for our shoot. So I'm returning that or shipping it back off and meeting a client to drop off a job and pick up a job. So just running some quick errands. I'm over in Greer today.
Well, you be careful out there, and maybe I'll talk to you later this afternoon on the way home. So you be careful. I'm going to jump out for now. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Good one, and hopefully sales picks up. So KI4DTY, and I'll be clear as well. 7-3s. 1-2 Tango Mobile.
V6Z.
Well, hello, stranger.
I'm no stranger than you are. How you doing, Rusty?
Well, since my doctor gave me a fairly good clean bill of health yesterday, even though I was feeling crappy when I went there, and I guess I'm doing pretty good for an old guy.
I know the feeling. Well, yeah, last year was a challenge, and the year before that as well, but this year everything's smooth sailing so far anyway, with what's left of me anyway.
It's that three-quarter century mark, so, you know, I'm getting there, so. Now, I worked, the chorus, barbershop chorus that I'm in, we volunteer to work Artist Fair every year, and we worked it last weekend, and I had some strange things that happened to me, and I came away from it not feeling very well, and thought, you know, I was wondering about everything because I had shortness of breath and a few other things that were bothering me. So went in the doctor's office yesterday for my regular 6-month checkup, and they said, nope, everything looks good, no problem, so we don't need to send you on to anybody else. So, you know, but I just bought groceries, so that tells you what that is. That always makes you feel feel ugly when you get through there.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. Well, I got a fairly decent clean bill of health. My A1C's back up a little bit, but so far my triple bypass is holding up. It's passed the Motorola test. I've gotten ticked off a couple of times, and I'm still here. And the renal system seems to be working pretty darn good, too. Sometimes just too well.
About a year and a half ago now, I lost my gallbladder, too. So, you know, you lose your gallbladder, it does all kinds of strange things to your system for a couple of years. Good gosh, somebody just passed me like I was backing up, and I'm doing 5 over the speed limit. He's hitting the high spots in this road. He's going to kill somebody when he gets to be careful. Anyway, now I lost gallbladder a year and a half ago, and they said it was in real bad shape. I was lucky I was where I was when it happened, because it was about to burst on me. So all kinds of good things, and survived cancer 7 years ago, so that, you know, I've been out clean on that for 7 years. So I guess things are, you know, considering that I reached 75 here last month, I'm doing pretty darn good for myself, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. And happy belated birthday. And, yeah, I guess they'll have to put up with us for a little bit longer around here, both me and you both. But we can gang up on them anyway. Us old guys always. But, you know what they say about the old man and an amateur radio. So, you know, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We got this, brother.
Yep. And of course, being retired, I still work harder now than I did when I was actually working. So, I mean, I do more things between choir, church, barbershop, chorus, handbell choir at church. I'm playing in both the handbell choir and singing in the church choir. So, and of course, we're both doing an anthem this Sunday, and the handbells are playing two numbers. So, you know, I'm going to be busy Sunday, and giving like that, and my radio, along and doing around here, and then, of course, sideband net stuff still. And then I also am the secretary for a very, very large club that has over 4,000 members. So, you know, something like that, just to keep me busy.
Excellent. Well, very good, Rusty. Well, yeah, it's odd you should mention retirement, because I'm getting ready to walk into an office that was my destination, so that I will make myself unretired for a little bit. Keep me off the streets and out of trouble, you know. But anyway, wish me luck. Well, I've got the job. I just need to go in here and take care of the paperwork and stuff. But Rusty, good to catch you, buddy. You be careful and watch out for those speeders and stuff out there. That guy's going for a prize. Let him go for it, man. I'll catch you a little bit later on. WU2T, WV6, that's 73, buddy.
All right, well, you have a good one, and good luck in the new job, and don't overwork yourself. You know, it works. Money is good, but you can't take it with you. Talk to you later. 73, W2T Mobile.